I think we get to see a lot of our depth, you know, as the season goes on. Obviously, we don't play a lot of our starters, but it's really good experience for guys that we're going to be counting on at different parts of this season. Obviously, we want to win. Going 0-3 is not what we wanted, but I still think we get a lot out of it, and it was good for those guys to just maximize their opportunity, playing time, offense, defense. A lot of them will be special teams players for us, so it's really good work for the depth of our team. Not yet. I mean, it's right now we'll just take it week to week and see where we get closer to the season. Yeah, I mean, it's a good opportunity for Travion to get those snaps, you know, because our other two guys are going to get a lot of run as the season comes closer, so it's just a good opportunity. He's been here a long time, deserves that. Logan, same thing with Logan. Just, you know, there's times you could insert Rocky at the end of the game. We still felt like we had a chance to win. Logan was starting to get in a good flow, and just want to keep him in there. I think it's good. I think there's a lot of things. You know, you got a lot of moving pieces around you when you're dealing with a lot of different players. It's not just playing with the starters and you got your three receivers and two tight. You got a lot of different moving parts that you have to manage. And I thought he did a good job managing that. Yeah, I think he's progressed every day. He's that position, I've said this before, you got to get a bunch of reps. You got to make a bunch of mistakes. You got to see a bunch of things. And he's intentful with improving every day. You guys know how I feel about James Casey. He does a great job developing those guys. And so we've given him a lot of opportunity. He's very physical. He's very willing. It's important to him. So I think that he's got a very bright future for us. That's good news. Yeah, you know. Yeah, even the turnover battle. You know, that was something we wanted to come out the second half and win the turnover battle. It felt like we'd win the game if we did that. We ended up losing 1-0. So, yeah, the penalties, it was nice to clean that up. But, again, the turnovers, we got to be better getting some and protecting the ball. It was like all the rookies, you know, there's a growing process and improving in all the little details, and you saw him make some plays tonight. That's good. That's the expectation when the ball is thrown his way for him to be able to make the play. Yeah, I was, you know, offensively we just got to take the pressure off of them. That's tough to hold up the whole game that way. But I was pleased with the effort they showed. I thought they played with great energy. They tackled really well, I thought, in the first half of both those games you mentioned. And then we just got to get some points on offense and help take the pressure off. Just felt like we'd seen enough from those guys and let some other guys have the opportunity. No. Yeah. Yeah, I just think we need all of our depth right now, you know, and just with a couple guys banged up, it was just we know we've got a good football team. We've seen enough. We had a great practice against Indy, so I felt like just the team's in a good spot right now. And so it's still an opportunity for a lot of guys that are going to be on the 53 to go play tonight, and some other ones that we just seen enough of to pull them back. And we still got some work this morning. I mean, those guys that didn't play still worked. And then the guys that were obviously dressed and played tonight. Jordan Battle, in a nutshell, is that yeah, continue to play physical. He's an intelligent guy, so continue to play with that intelligence. And again, it's I think he's steadily gotten better as well. Yeah, it was on the table at times, and then just the decision was made to keep those guys healthy and off the field, but I knew he wanted to play. Yeah, I think he just wants every rep he can get, you know. And so, again, we try to maximize it in different ways than playing in the game. So I still think we were able to get good work, but, you know, the decision was made not to play him. I thought the Colts game practice was one of his best practices of the year, you know, and reminiscent of many of the games he played last year when he was healthy, just the accuracy, the decision making, the ball not touching the ground. So I think to finalize training camp, we still have work to do. We still got 2 weeks of practice, but I thought to kind of put the nail in the coffin of training camp, that was the right way to do it. I know we were all disappointed 2 minutes is how it finished, and we weren't able to score a touchdown, but I thought leading into that, he was really sharp, and our offense played really sharp. we just get a little working.